Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
Nope. Today on this episode of You Are That, we have someone really fun, really special. I'm so excited to have her on. She is an illustrator, artist, and just a creative, cool person. We have Abby Wren on. Abby Wren Illustration. Hi.
So exciting.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Do you want to tell people a little bit about you?
Yes, I would love to. So my name is Abby. I am an artist based in Las Vegas. I have my own brand where I sell cute things like pins and cards and posters and prints. I really like things that are just encouraging, creating like very encouraging artwork to just like inspire other people to be their best selves and live their best lives. And then I also have a brick and mortar that is downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah,
it's so called cool. Local Oasis. And I sell my art there as well as other local artists and just like small businesses in general. I do a lot of craft fairs with my art. So other really awesome businesses that I've met through either those or just brands that I love. So it's a very cute little spot.
I love that. And you opened that during the pandemic.
I did. Wild.
You're so brave and awesome.
You're looking at your own motivational artwork being like, you can do it, girl. And you're like, can I? I got
to
do it.
So it was never intended, obviously, to open it during, during a pandemic.
During a panini.
The whole plan started end of 2019. I got the keys to my building of January 2020 with the intention of opening in April. And everything was on track for that until, we all know what happened.
I have goosebumps because I'm just picturing, I'm picturing the wheels are in motion, everything's chugging along, and you're like, hi, really?
It was really scary because my whole business was online. So it would have been the best year for me to just remain online. And of course, the year that I'm going to open a brick and mortar business is when the world falls apart and literally no one can leave their house. So that's, you know, sometimes timing is unfortunate, but
a forced pause.
Yeah. We did start an online shop first, which originally I was not going to have an online store for my brick and mortar because I thought maybe it would be confusing, but it's fine. So we still are selling things online, localoasislv.com, little plug.
Nice.
Then we were able to open physically in May. So really not that long, but it was just really scary not knowing, like not knowing, you know, what was going to happen or. Like just that month of April was like, oh, I might not have a business anymore. Maybe I have to move back to Michigan and live with my parents, but we'll see.
No.
You know what? My brain just goes to like worst case scenarios. And
I think all of ours do that though.
Honestly, at the end of the day, it would, it would be okay. No matter what would happen, I'd figure it out, but it was really scary. And proud to say, a year later, we are doing great.
Hell yeah.
And I think things are just going to get better. And I always say, like, if I can make it through that year, I know that I can make it through any year. So I'm really happy to have the store too. I'm really happy to have my employees and I'm happy to go to work every day. So it really is really great.
It's like everybody has the fanfare when they open a business, but in a pandemic, everybody has a very tight butthole about the business situation.
Well, there's always those rules, like, you know, like this percent of businesses fail in their first year and people are like haunted
this
by
many
that
months
shit.
Until you're out of the red.
Yeah. I mean, thank goodness I did have an online business first because that really helped a lot.
Really good pivot though for getting your store online, because I think a lot of people didn't do that and that probably sunk them.
Oh yeah. It was actually really sad to see all the local businesses that closed that were
that's up here too.
And it was mostly businesses that were kind of hobbling along anyways, and then this was just kind of like, you
nail
know,
in the coffin. Literally, in the coffin.
You know, how many people got locked in their house? It's like, it sounds like everyone just got
went to prison.
You're in a cage. But how many people were quarantining and then came out of quarantine expecting businesses to be closed or just like complete desolate environment on a shop
street?
But then they see this like vibrant new thing that appeared while their eyes were closed and they're like, are they open now? Oh my god, think of the sparkle you're putting in other people's day. Walked by, you know, they're walking fucking laps around their neighborhood and they've walked by it a million times and they're like, one day I'm gonna get up the courage and go in there.
Oh,
so exciting. You put sparkle in people's lives and then they get to go in there and like buy cards to mail to people in this crazy snail mail pandemic. Like I sent more mail in this year than I think I've entire life.
Oh
yeah. So many pen pals are happening right now.
So fun.
The pen pal movement is happening.
I'm excited because we were already doing it and then it was falling out of fashion and we're like, fuck yeah, it's back. We're cool
again.
We do
it like camp. We do it like we're Girl Scouts and we're like, let's
dear
just send
mom,
everyone.
Dear mom, camp was whack. Please send snacks.
Okay, one thing that's really cute is my mom will order stationery from me and then she will fill it out and then mail it to me as a card.
Oh my god. I fucking love that.
Really cute. Yeah, it is really cute.
Moms are cool.
Yes.
Speaking of stationery, I just need a side note because I need to talk about your stationery. So yes, you make cute stuff. You make cards, you make buttons, but you also just came out with a new notepad. You make notepads and I'm obsessed with notepads, although I don't use them all the time because I like, I love paper and I don't want to ruin it with my writing.
She's a stationery hoarder. She's been like this since she was born. She collects school supplies and hoards them.
I guess they're so
cute. Have the same problem with like my own stuff. I'm like, I have a pile of like 100 notepads. Why don't I take one of my own notepads and actually use it?
Yeah,
I know. But it is just ingrained in me like since a child that stuff is just like precious. And like, I don't know when I'm going to get my next notepad. So I got to hold on to it.
It's the same. And like the feel of sketchbooks and everything, they just, the pages feel so good that I'm like, I don't want to ruin it with the ballpoint pen making like lines into the paper. Gross. And then if I really like the drawing, what am I going to rip it out and scan it? You know,
sketchbooks
are wasteful in my mind.
Artists are freaky.
If the first page, if it's terrible, then the whole notebook is ruined. You can't put anything else in it because it's jinxed.
Yes. And if I went through phases and I find the notebook later and it's only like 30 pages out of 200 are used, but it was like a weird screamo phase where everything was hella angsty, like hands holding hearts with knives in them, that shit, I'm like, well, I can't continue on because like this isn't where I'm at now.
Okay, you can't cut it out and start over either.
No, because then you have a big chunk of cutouts. But here's what I love about your station.
Oh yeah, back to talking about me.
To-do lists and cute stuff. You make me want to get really organized, but then you came out with one that says evil plans and just has flames around it.
I'm sorry. Yes.
And it is, I'm going to show Shannon right now. It is my favorite jam. Because also your flat lays are fucking adorable. Everything
Thank
is
you.
Like so cute and put together for the theme of whatever you're looking at, which I love. And it's color coordinated. Shannon does them with her.
I do food flat lays.
Oh my gosh. I am going to have to go look at those because I love a good flat lay.
Oh, her feed is like aesthetically beautiful and it'll make you hungry for shit you've never heard of. But you're so cute and you wrote on your own little pad. So it's like the flat lay of the evil plans.
I need that pad.
But listen to what she wrote.
Okay. Okay.
She's so cute. This is where I was like, God, I'm in love with her. World domination.
Fuck yeah.
Sacrifices.
Okay.
Play with cats.
Sure.
Switch sugar with salt.
Yeah.
Look into curses. And I love it because it's just like the daydreams of like Emily the Strange.
Yeah.
You know, just
like Daria wrote
like,
that.
Yeah.
I'm so into this.
She's so fucking cute. And I just, I love everything you put out. Yes, there's like really positive, inspirational stuff. But I'm in love with
your
pop culture items, like shows
Ew.
And movies. I was so torn between your Wes Anderson alphabet poster, where everything is illustrated. For anything Wes Anderson, I'm obsessed with Wes Anderson.
Thank you. Yes, I am too.
I was torn between that one and then we finished Schitt's Creek and I was like fucking throwing it down and I ordered the Schitt's Creek alphabet poster. And then something that just caught my eye that wasn't even in my debate list. I just bought a print because it was so whimsical, but it's the boy and the girl in the boat. And it says, maybe the stars are in love with our adventure.
I'm so glad you love that one.
It touched
me. It's Bonnie's vibe, 100%.
It touched me in a way that I was like, this is so beautiful and detailed, but like simple and it's whimsy.
Wow, I really feel like you get me right now.
Dude, I wish you could see her face right now.
I feel so seen. Because when you think about those like three things, like pop culture references, evil plans notepad, super cute little romantic print, like those three things are totally different from each other. And so I love that you...
But they're like you in a nutshell.
Look at those and you're like, oh, I get all of this.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel really good.
Oh,
you are like my ideal audience.
I'm validating you.
Okay. I feel very validated.
My favorite thing that you make is that you kind of shit on Live, Laugh, Love. And it's my fucking favorite because I hate those.
Thank you. I know.
If people put it on a wall decal, I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's in three different fonts. Get me out of your house.
That's so bad.
Shannon,
I have a fucking problem. Like three fonts is too many. Two is like, nah, all right. You're
being cute. She was a graphic designer in a past life.
I have a fucking problem with it.
Yeah.
So I have a weird art request of you.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
I feel like you would have the perfect tone, snark, and design to make a pad that is parking tickets.
Cute. Yes.
Jokey ones that are like, you parked like an asshole, or like,
oh, yes.
So that knock, band, knock, knock. Yes. Knock,
they
knock
used to have them at Spencer's.
I
feel like
car.
A dinosaur. I used to put them on people's cars because I loved it.
Yes.
But some of them started to get too dirty or too cruel where I'm like, man, it doesn't represent.
Go kill yourself. I was
and,
like, no.
Right. And I was
like, that's a little over the top.
Right. And I was like, oh, they have a baby on board thing, but they're still an asshole. I don't know.
I can't remember which brand sells it, but there's little business cards that just say in like beautiful silver foil, they just say stop talking.
That's also my brand.
That's like
that.
So passive aggressive in such an elevated context.
I feel like you have to be pretty to hand that to someone though.
I have to be honest, I don't think I could ever be mean enough to actually give one of those out, but I think
they're so good.
I just admire the confidence of the person who does.
The variety of your work, I feel like you, and tell me if I'm totally wrong, I feel like you may have the same stigma I do about my own work where people are like, oh, I love your style. Remember when I met you, I said, I don't really have a style. I'm kind of like all over the place. Like I paint portraits of people. I paint dogs. I paint cartoons.
Yeah.
I do digital art.
I'm nodding furiously
it's
right
all
now.
Over the place. Like I love pop culture stuff. I love doing like florals and like fine art pieces, but then I hop so much all over that I'm like, I'm not a brand. In my mind's eye, it's like I have too many things going on, but that's what I love about your shop and your style.
Oh, thank you. I like completely agree with what you're saying. Like, I feel like one piece to the next can look really different. But then when I look at my body of work as a whole, like it all does kind of make sense and seems sort of cohesive.
I feel like that about Bonnie's stuff. She doesn't feel like that about her stuff.
Also, I do want to say is I don't know what people's obsession is with the fact that I have to have just one style. Why can't I? I mean,
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your stuff is cohesive. And that brings me to our meet cute.
Oh, perfect.
So Alt Summit. Pre-pandemic, right before everything went down, there is a wonderful class taught by the fantastic Lisa Bardot, teaching a Procreate class.
I only use her brushes.
Oh my God. I love that. Like your body of work. I only use her brushes. So we go to her class. I'm sweaty because we were late. We missed the shuttle. We're running down the street and someone pulled over like, get in. And she like drove us to the hotel.
She picked us up like creepy hitchhikers.
Yeah. We were literally running in the one place that had no buildings. So we were just like running through a field.
There was a fucking coyote off to the side. I was like, cool.
It was a strange
This is where we are right now.
So we roll in. I remembered my iPad. I have it charged. I'm very proud of myself. Yes. I'm like, I'm here. I have the basics. I'm sweaty. Let's sit down. And I sit down.
I was also late because when I walked in, it was like the class was already happening and the whole like classroom looked at us. I was there with a friend.
Yeah. It was full and then you when guys, we walked
And you guys
over.
Had to separate.
Oh.
So
yeah.
I'm glad you were late and I'm glad you're separate and you had to make a new friend.
Me too.
Sitting there next to you, I had just gotten my iPad. I'd only been using Procreate for maybe like 3 months and kind of just dabbling in it and watching tons of videos. And she's going through a tutorial. When we get done, you looked at mine and you're like, oh, you're really good at that. And I was like, this is really fun. She was really good at teaching us. I didn't know how to do this. And I look at yours. I was like, you're really good. And you're like, oh, do you normally do art? And I was like, yeah, I'm an artist. So I kind of flipped up a couple of things I was working on. And at the time I was just starting on my peonies.
Oh shit.
Layer by layer of crazy. Ooh. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm trying out some stuff. And
that's
I
when really they were driving you like into your spiral of madness.
I was living inside my room for a while. And I was like, all I want to do is this, but my hands don't work no more.
So, I love that you remember this phase. You're like, oh yeah, the peonies.
So I look over at yours and you're like, oh yeah, I do art too. And your fucking Procreate files are so organized and all the colors were cohesive. Your color palette was like that terracotta, the blush color, God, some I love pretty your blues.
Color tones are fucking great.
Everything looked so crisp.
Oh, thank you.
That no matter what you pulled up, they all went together, even though there was like different albums and it was so organized. And I looked at my fucking iPad was like, ever since that moment, you showed me what my iPad could possibly look like. And I went home and like reorganized my life on there. I was like, this shit still doesn't go together, but at least it's in stacks now. Who am I?
That's great.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, oh, this super nonchalant, magical fairy human just sat next to me and was like, oh, this is what your life could be. And I was like, oh, I gotta get my shit together. This girl's great.
Oh, stop it. Oh my gosh. I'm honored.
You are
I'm
so
honored
fun.
To be called a magical fairy. Nobody's called me that before. And now that's the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Now you are my spirit animal in my mind when I'm trying to organize my creativity.
Oh, which is that's funny.
Are you organized by nature? Are you good at that normally? I'm a chaotic person and Bonnie and I are both kind of chaotic.
So I don't know if you guys are like astrology people, but I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
So what's naturally, rising sign is an Aries, which I don't, I don't claim. My moon sign is a Scorpio, which is, I feel like where like my emotionalness comes from.
Do you have a little bit of spite to you and a little snark?
Little snark, little spite.
I think you're more naturally organized than both of us combined, probably.
Oh, I don't know, actually. I mean, if you would ask my employees, I actually just talked about this with one of them the other day, and she was saying that I'm like organized and clean, but in like an artist way. So like I have like piles and clutter that make sense to me, but to no one else.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not like dirty. I don't have like piles of trash everywhere, but I can sometimes be like pretty cluttered.
Does the Scorpio in you put post-its on that for people to not touch your shit? I'm just asking.
You know what? I really should have because I do have one employee who is like the organization queen. And one time I had like all these catalogs in different piles for like ordering for the store. And she like took them all and put them all in one bin. And I was like, you ruined my system, but it's okay.
She's like, no one lives inside your brain but you.
Exactly.
I'm only mildly mad about it based on my sun sign. Yeah.
So I always have had like a little bit of like the right and left brain. And I do feel like that is how I'm able to be a business owner and an artist is the fact that like I do feel very lucky to be kind of good at both things.
Yes, girl.
the whiplash that I feel sometimes of being a business owner and a artist. It's like, mm-hmm. I need to be like relaxed and like feeling good and feeling creative
inspired.
And yeah. And like in like a really good, you know, place to be creating art. And then to be a business owner, it's like hustle, do more, right. Let me have every second scheduled and systems. So it can be really hard to do both, but I feel like I'm figuring it out.
The other day I told a chef friend that we're both of the same struggles. And I was like, doesn't stress just shit all over creativity? Because mm-hmm. we're like, we have to post every day to stay relevant.
Oh, it's so hard.
Instead of being like, we could post every day and showcase new brilliant things. We're like, we're not fucking brilliant on the call. That's not a thing. Mm-hmm. Alt Summit is going to be changed forever because there will be the before times and then the after. We're like pre-panny alt.
Ew, that pre-panny alt.
Pre-panini alt? I don't know. Patricia?
I already have my tickets for next year. So
hell yeah.
For sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
That's that thing that I've always scoffed at, which is like finding your tribe.
No, it's so accurate.
Oh, cute.
It's the best group of people.
It really is so amazing. I love it so much. And I've thought a bunch of times about maybe like teaching or doing something there too, but I kind of like it as just like a art vacation.
That's true. I like both aspects of it. You could totally have an art installation though too. Your stuff is gorgeous.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So cute.
I like that you guys swear because another thing about alt is you never really know who the Mormons are and are not.
You're so spot on.
I mean, that's totally fine. It's fine.
But I love you for saying that.
I definitely made friends with those people and yeah, they're wonderful. They're but then great. There is the added little edge of like, oh, mm-hmm. shoot, I'm going to definitely embarrass myself in front of them. And then I'll be like, oh, do you want to go get a drink? Oh,
that's so great. Funny because it's like, even if you're not that bad after having like you sit at lunch with a table full of Mormons, they're basically waiting like till lunch is done to be like, well, do you want us to walk you out to your motorcycle? You're like, no, I'm not like the rebel.
Do you want us to walk you out to your motorcycle?
No, that's the thing.
I'm medium. Yeah. I'm medium bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Sometimes I cuss and sometimes I turn things into sexy remarks that don't need to be sexy.
I'm pretty bad. I pretty much break all the rules. I used to be very Christian and so...
Cool.
Now I'm like, I get to live my life now.
Hashtag
rules
blessed.
Do not apply.
I know all the words to every VeggieTales song and I'm like, why?
Oh, good God.
Why?
Okay.
Why is this my life?
Actually, I'm not mad about that one. I'm mad about the amount of time I spent reading the Bible. That part I'm mad about.
See, you know, I just skimmed it. It's like I did Cliff's Notes for Vacation Bible School. I just skimmed it.
Oh, no. If you were in my small group, I'd be like, you're bad. She's a bad girl.
Let me walk you to your motorcycle.
Let me walk you to your motorcycle.
I liked working with Mormons because of the company Christmas parties. They'd give me their drink tickets.
Oh. Actually, and they did that at Alt too. There was a bunch of girls.
Yes, it's so great.
There was a bunch of girls who went to the like Nick's workshop and they were serving wine. And then there were some girls in line, you know, they had like their tickets and I was like, can I have that?
Right. Are you going to
like,
are you going to get soda with that? Cause I don't think you need a ticket. Can I have the wine?
I don't even drink wine, but I feel like in that circumstance, I would just be like the red smile walking around like, hey, it's Mormon.
Cause I can.
Yes. I'm a monster.
Yes.
Let me drink your sand.
I went to the bartender to get a glass of wine and they were like, how did you get a ticket? Like you weren't at this workshop. Like they totally called me out. And I was like, well, they didn't use theirs. Also, I bought Nick's before. So
yeah. Oh my God.
So you are one of four girls. Where do you fall in your sibling lineup? And what would you say is the peak and pit?
I am number three of four.
Oh.
It was almost sort of like the two older girls would hang out and the two younger girls would hang out. So me and my little sister. So I would say the best part of it was I have a best friend for life, if not three best friends for life. I would definitely say my little sister is my best friend, Jamie. I know she's not little. She's 26.
She'll always be little.
Bonnie will always be my little sister.
Yeah, she's my little sister. And then my oldest sister especially teased me a lot growing up, which is just, you know, normal sister stuff.
Of course. Like,
I was kind of the... like know-it-all sister, like little smarty pants who always thought that she knew better. So my sisters like loved to trick me and I was very gullible. Like, they told me that there was a ghost in the toilet, and I was like afraid to pee for a long time. I made my mom go with me.
Ghost in the toilet. I've never heard that one. That's before. Toilet ghost.
Yeah. Why didn't we think of that? Yeah, there was a ghost in the toilet, and so I needed my mom to come with me to go to the bathroom. But it's okay. I can go to the bathroom for myself now. So
did the older sister do the ghost in the toilet, or was that like a tag team thing? Bonnie and I are two of four also. So we understand the four pack situation. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was mostly my oldest sister, Kara, would lead astray Rachel, my other oldest sister, so that she would, like, you know.
So I'm chuckling in sweet alliance with your older sister.
Shan's
for just a
sweet alliance. Anytime she and I teamed up on the littler ones, it was all usually over. Her idea.
Yeah.
And I was just like along for the ride.
True. Bonnie was like, I have a problem. And I'm like, I have a solution. Like, I have a problem with the boys. And I'm like, here's how we slaughter the boys. It was always bigs against littles, or boys against girls, or middles against the other two.
Oh, lots of battling. So yeah, lots of battles. Yeah. Ghost, lots of dynamics. Toilet. Yeah.
I love that.
I
actually
like a toilet ghost.
God, thank that's you. Super funny. With your siblings, did you guys have fun favorite after school activities as a kid?
When I was in elementary school, my family lived about like 30 minutes from the closest city. We lived like out in the middle of nowhere, and we were homeschooled. So really, like, my morning to night was my sister's. Yeah.
It's like kids now being homeschooled in quarantine.
Yes, exactly. It was really fun because after school was done, me and my sister, like, our imaginations would just run wild. And because we lived like out in the middle of nowhere, this is in Michigan, we have like acres of forest in our backyard. So we created our own entire world. We had a lot of time on our hands to just do whatever we wanted. So the world that we made up in our backyard is called Maki Mumu. And
God, I love it so much. Bonnie and I just both gasped so hard. This is our dream backyard, by the way.
Yes. Have you guys ever read Bridge to Terabithia? It's basically that book without the sad part. That was like my childhood. That
nobody
we had
fell
our
in
own
a
world.
River. Like, nobody had fell to be in a saved. River. Cool.
No,
cool. Okay.
It's everything's okay. Oh. We all survived. That's but we definitely had very like not watched over just free time in the forest. I mean, it was beautiful and great, and we created a million forts and had a million adventures. So
I fucking love that.
That's
so
what we
hard.
Did. Picked a lot of berries.
Yeah.
We tried to build like traps for animals. They never worked, but
you're building like figure four drops with rocks, like to try to
trap them. Like, you know, like the bear traps where you like dig a hole and then and you put like sticks twine and leaves. And we tried that a lot. Mm-hmm. If anything, probably injured another human, but I don't know about that.
You made people trip. Like, we're digging weird things in the backyard, pretending we were in a forest.
Yeah, I think there's like pros and cons of both because I definitely wasn't, I don't think I was socialized enough as a kid, but I mean, I think I'm like pretty okay now.
I think we were socialized too much.
Like, I think I normalized myself.
Yeah.
I was reading like an article recently though about like lonely kids are actually usually more creative because they are bored, and then they have to find ways to entertain themselves.
Boredom
leads to
creativity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just think about our childhood.
Right?
We didn't have phones. We didn't have screens.
Exactly.
We were like cutting the heads off of roses and making weird potions.
Yeah, we thought we like, were making
potions. We were being weird fairy witches in
my gosh. We were totally fairy witches. One time I talked my sister into eating a flower because I talked about how like delicious it was.
Did she eat it and was it delicious?
She ate it and she was very mad at me.
We made like rose shoot and rose hip tea with like dirty water and stuff. Like, now I look back, I'm like, that shit was super edible. We were picking the right stuff. Like,
that's kind of like, amazing.
We were foraging as fuck back in the day. We didn't even know
it. Yeah, you were. Wow.
Look at us like using our brain power.
Yes. Well, I will say, me and my little sister, we did go to like a nature class. I don't know. Cool. Don't know where we took this class, but it was like a little nature walk, and they showed us like what things were edible like in the forest. Nice. So there are these little like, you know, like green onions, mm-hmm. like they grow wild in Michigan. So we learned that we can just like pick onions and eat them. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned that dandelions are edible.
Oh, totally. People sell them at the farmer's market. I'm like, y'all are crazy. I'm farming
them so hard. Yeah, that is crazy. You can't farm dandelions.
You can farm them and put them on a plate. And I'm still like, yo, I don't think these are edible. Like, I'm weird. I'm afraid of mushrooms that grow in the forest. Shannon goes like foraging.
Oh, absolutely. I go
chanterelle hunting and shit. I'm one of those.
At least we knew that. We knew like not to eat mushrooms. Good thing that we knew that.
Why not? I'm at an age where I'm like, who cares? Let's see what it does to me. Let's see how big my pupils get.
If this doesn't kill you, it's going to be a party.
You can either just eat like a normal mushroom, or you can get crazy fucked up, or you can
die.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a party. You don't know till you try.
You never know.
You never know until you try. Don't. Please.
Don't pick party mushrooms. You guys were joking.
Don't go pick the mushrooms unless you're with an informed guy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do not eat foraged goods without
a disclaimer. Professional. Please be careful out there.
I like your voice as a disclaimer. That was cheerful. Disclaimer. Well, I want to know about any awkward phases you had, and now I'm double curious because of the homeschooling. I want to know if there was any
cringe
pressure there, because right now, like as a human,
I love
you're dying right now. Effortlessly stylish and just super cool, and you come off very like chill, like boho vibes. I'm into whatever you are now. Like,
oh, amazing. Thank you. I am too. I like my life.
However, we all in our lives have kind of had a weird phase. I went through a phase where I thought I was like witchy goth, and I dressed that way. I thought I was super gangster, and I dressed that way.
I wore only brown for a really long time.
Yeah.
Wasn't a brown phase.
A brown phase. While she was daydreaming
about her forestry career.
It was all beige and brown.
I'm going to dress for the job I want.
Yeah,
forest rain.
Yeah.
Or made of soil. I don't know what you're like.
I'm a soil girl. I want to know if the pressures of the school system did this to me, or if it was just like society. Okay.
Here we go. Get ready.
Okay. I'm stoked. Buckled up.
Just buckle up, folks. Okay. So here's how it went. I was homeschooled. I was homeschooled till seventh grade.
Okay.
Oh,
and
shit.
So before that, my main socializing was at church. Oh, and we had a homeschool group too. So for sure had crushes all in there at church and homeschool group. And then I went to a Christian middle school, then a public school, high school. So progressively got cooler as I got older.
Nice.
By the end, was in public school and everything. So I do have a seventh grade photo of me. It was like that time, I want like early 2000s, like the perfectly flipped out hair.
Yes.
Like the bob that's like perfectly flipped out.
I had that.
And I have, yes. And I'm wearing a, what do you call it when the sweater goes up your neck? I forgot. Oh, a turtleneck. I'm wearing a sweater.
Or like a real
turtleneck. Full turtleneck. Oh, I'm wearing a full turtleneck. The sweater goes
up your neck. That's the best ever. Hello.
And then
Bonnie's dead now. She's fallen over.
My brain went through every form of fashion until you finished your sentence.
And then I have braces with like a thing in my teeth in the actual school photo. That's my seventh grade photo.
Like debris?
So
like stuck in your braces?
I have debris. I have debris in my braces.
She said there's something in her tooth. I was picturing like a double retainer. And then I was like, no, she probably means
like, no, just meant like head care or something. Like,
no, dead. Just like a debris. Yeah. Debris is a perfect word. Yeah. So very cringy.
Which is why you have such a beautiful smile now.
Oh, so. Thank you. And then I didn't wear my retainer. So actually my bottom teeth are all messed up, but
oh my God,
it's not that big of a deal. Everything I have going on right now, teeth wise, is very tolerable.
You have a great smile.
Like, thank you.
Everything I have going on teeth wise, it's very tolerable.
Oh, I'm dead.
Ooh. Oh, that's so good.
Oh shit. Okay,
so
wait.
So you feel like your awkward phase was like the pre-public school?
Definitely. I would say exactly seventh grade was like my most awkward. Yeah. Do need to find that photo. Jeez. Oh, it's so bad. It's actually, it was really cute. One of my fellow classmates. So my church middle school was a class of probably like 15 people. Hi. And it was like 5 boys and 10 girls or something like
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, so the girls are like hungry Sweet for it, ratio. But also not allowed to be hungry for the boys.
Just making it's eyes so sad.
Okay, I have to tell you, there was literally only one hot guy in our class. He would be like low key kind of dating everybody at once a little bit.
And if you think about it now, like think of him. And then think yeah. of that group, and then think of the world.
And then think of the world and the options that are in front of us.
Was he actually hot, or was he only hot because you had a small
think he was cute, but probably like not wildly cute. Just like, a normal guy in middle school.
Yes. You're like, based on what I've seen on television, uh-huh. he's no Devin Sawa.
Right, exactly. He'll do. Right. One of the guys from my middle school, he bought something on my Etsy shop and he gave me like a little note. He was like, hey, like, I don't know if you remember me. Like, of course I remember you. There was 15 people at our school. And he was like, but you're doing really cool stuff. And I just want to like, you know, encourage you. And he bought like Christmas wrapping paper like a couple months ago. And I was like, this is adorable. Thank you.
That's cute. And totally out of season.
Yeah. And totally out of season. But thank you. I appreciate the planning ahead because, you know, Christmas does get crazy. So you're making sure you get your wrapping paper on time.
That's good. If I buy Christmas paper now, real talk. Forget I got it, buy new paper for Christmas, and then come February, I find it, and I'm like, God dang it,
should I use
You know what? My friend likes trees. I'm going to wrap her shit in this. And I'm that friend. I'm the friend that likes
that
trees.
That is true.
Everybody give me your tree paper.
Man, it is hilarious, though, the number of people on Etsy who will order, because I do sell a good amount of Christmas wrapping paper that's like a thing that I designed and I saw in my store, and people will order it like, you know, 5 days before Christmas, and then they'll leave a review saying like, well, it didn't get here on time. And I'm like, well, look, bud, it's first of all, the postal system around the holidays is just a shit show.
There's like 5 tiers of things
you might get what you ordered.
Yeah.
Also, I did ship your item within the amount of time that I said I was going to, but it's just, it's Christmas, man.
The other thing that I feel like needs to be cut and paste for more businesses that grow some cojones, like we need to do this.
Yeah.
A very nice quotation, like scroll script, if we could, that says, mm-hmm. procrastination on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Oh, that's what one of my employees says that all the time. Yes, poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. Yep.
And be like, oh, I didn't know I had to hurry about the things that were in your brain that you didn't say out loud, you fucking jerk.
A lot of people, I just think that they have no idea how small business is compared to like Amazon. A lot of people do think they are like our only customer.
Right.
They're like, well, I bought it on Etsy. It's a small business, so they can't be like that busy, right? We are grateful for those sales.
We're going to put the good into the universe and not be mad about Christmas. As a kid who camped, what were your favorite things to do out in the wild?
That's a very cute question. Okay, so like a big thing where I'm from in Michigan, up north Michigan, there is a little town called Petoskey. And there are Petoskey stones, which are these fossilized rocks that you could find all along the beaches up there.
Ooh.
So when we would go camping, we would just spend like all day looking for Petoskey stones. And so there's...
I feel like you're like a long lost sister of Bonnie's because she goes agate hunting and takes us and she spends hours looking for beach agates until she's going blind.
What are these stones like?
Yeah. Oh, I will send you pictures, but I can bring you one. I'll bring you guys some.
Shut up. We're going to give you fucking agates. We're going to trade rocks.
We're going to trade rocks when I come up to Portland.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And we're all excited about it. And that says something about us as people.
All right, so I have a bunch of them. I like collect them every year. I like bring them back with me. And I don't know what I'm going to do with all of them, but I love them.
Same.
And I will say they are a lot more beautiful when they're polished. So I'll send you a picture of what they look like when they're polished. They basically have like little speckles on them. And they're in like a specific pattern with like little lines.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So for some reason up there, there's a ton of fossilized rocks, not just Petoskey stones, but a bunch of different ones. You can find little like fossilized fishes and stuff like that. Ooh. And you can find like little like crawfish claws. So I just loved like collecting that kind of stuff. Probably equally now, still love collecting it. I just like one thing about camping I just love is like to like slow down and notice things around you and just enjoy like the sunset. I mean, mm-hmm. I already enjoy the sunset, but yeah, just like enjoying being on the water. Yeah, freaking love the water.
We're water people too. The beach is like mm-hmm. our beacon.
But give me like a fat ass lake and I am just down.
Yes.
You know what?
I know. That's true.
I me like too. Lakes and shit too. The warmer, me the better.
Okay, that is the thing, is like Lake Michigan is freaking cold. Well, so I don't really go swimming.
Boating.
Yeah, I just go to the water. Don't actually go in it. Yeah.
So do you get that thing like we get Las Vegas now? I feel like yeah. memories of like wooded, lakey vibes. I love the Midwest for the fact that it reminds me of certain portions of the Northwest and like Alaska. Like I like
yeah.
the vibes.
Oh,
Alaska.
Totally. Yeah.
It
yeah,
is like that. If the Pacific Northwest and Alaska yeah. made a baby, it's like Michigan.
Yeah. Alaska's too cold for me though.
Michigan airports. Yeah. And it's just like fucking fish and bears and deer, like all the shops.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
your uncle's hunting lodge. And you're like, right. this is amazing. There's a bear oh, climbing totally. Up a tree.
Oh
magnet.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I just
honestly,
love that.
Growing up, that was my home. It's adorable. I freaking love my dad. He like does love to decorate, and he does decorate in like that rustic like cabin-y stuff. Yeah. Like we had a chandelier over our dining room that was made of antlers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's love that it. Happens here yeah. so much.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The original cottage core.
Fuck mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, cabin core.
Was it moose or deer?
He was mostly obsessed with moose.
Yes. Yeah.
More of a moose guy. We had a mirror in our bathroom that was like little like moose stamped on the mirror. It was like beautiful like little silhouettes oh. of moose.
See, I'm so into all that. When people Stamped. Post like ironic matching plaid Christmas pajamas, like my brain's Buffalo just plaid. Like, oh, those are so yes. Midwest and
right?
Pacific Northwest.
It's so true. I mean,
do you think fondly of pond smell on the wind?
Okay, wow. This is so weird that you ask me this question right now, because literally my boyfriend's house is right next to a pond uh-huh. and we just drove past it because it's so hot. We were driving with our windows down and I looked over at him and I was like, this is going to sound weird. I know it's like a little bit stinky, but I love the smell of pond.
I literally just said this like two days ago.
Oh my this God. Is so weird okay. that you asked me that.
It's like because, summertime yeah. when the sun hits yeah. the water and my brain just yeah. pictures like cattails.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that earthy. It's like earthy. It's a little stinky, but yeah. it's like a really good, like fond memory.
It's in the same
smell.
Family as petrichor. When the rain hits the hot pavement and you have that release of the weird earthy smell, but it's concrete
yeah.
smell. There's that smell, but then like earthy, it makes you think of tadpoles, like you picture everything about it. Those are two like bookend smells for me.
Yeah.
Bonnie always says it smells like a memory.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect way to phrase
100%.
It. 100%. I feel like if you wrote a book, Bon, that would be the title of it.
It smells like a memory. I'm like a smells weird
like a memory.
Smell person.
Yeah, same.
And it Old attaches factory. To visuals.
That would be a good name for a candle. People would buy that.
Ooh, this smells like a memory.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt the urge to ask. I just pictured really your growing up in the wooded thing. Like if I catch the smell of pond on the wind, I'm like, where's that pond at? Like I go weird.
Where's that pond at?
It's just such a good smell. I get like a weird like bloodhound where I'm like, it's I can't focus
nostalgia.
On anything.
Yeah. Pond. See, gosh. I seriously think that there's just something about living close to water. So I used to have a pool in my last house that I rented, and like I didn't really go swimming that much, but I really just loved having water in my backyard and just being able to like sit out there and look at it. Even if I wasn't really swimming, I just like feel grounded when I'm close to water.
Me God, too. You're so I've literally put three artificial bodies of water on my property because I have a problem with collecting water. I have a stock tank pool, a hot tub, and then a pond that I went out to water plants this morning and I went, the pond smells like frogs right now. And my brain just went, okay. And then I just like moved on with, I was like, this is great. Cause like,
that's
like
frogs. My dream.
We had a giant heron that came and ate all the goldfish out of my pond and I went and bought more.
No, but it's a giant heron.
Do you know what I was like? That's I was dope. Like, I'll just buy some more feeder goldfish. I want that heron to come live in my yard.
It's oh, that's so true. Dope. Okay. All
that
right.
little fucker
ate gotta get some spot. Ugly goldfish right? that you don't care about.
5 cent goldfish. I
no.
Hanging out, big dinosaur crane, just like hi.
Big dinosaur crane.
I've achieved that level. I leveled up.
I love
that.
It.
It was great.
I really do want to get a pool though, and a hot tub, but We'll get
there. You have to have a pool.
Yeah. I bought my house in October.
Congratulations.
It's my first house that I own all by myself. Thank you.
During a pandemic?
A panini?
During a pandemic. During a panini. During a panini, I bought a house. Thank you so much, everyone.
You're doing things. The world slowed down and you're like, just kidding. No one's in this carpool lane. What?
Right? Power on.
Yeah. So
that's fucking awesome.
So is that the house that you're posting like cute painted stuff? Like you did the like entryway gold?
Well, basically, I mean, I thought about renting an apartment. There's like an apartment building that's literally across from my shop. And I was like, oh, that'd be so cute. I could like, you know, walk to work every day.
What are you, a Hallmark movie?
I could walk to the bars that are close to me and stuff. And it'd be great. But I also thought about the fact that I could buy a house close by and then I can do whatever I want to it, and it's like the same price as renting, and I get a lot more space.
Your creative brain is like, but I want it to be mine.
Yes, so I have a dog, and this way I can just let her outside. I don't have to walk her. So I thought about all these things, and I decided to buy a house. The housing market, I think everywhere in the US right now is like still crazy, which doesn't make any sense. So we're no exception. It's like crazy here. And there's a lot of people moving here from California.
Yeah.
In Vegas, we blame everything on the Californians.
Oh, Oregon. We're in Oregon. It's the same
thing. California transplants.
Yeah. We're like, they're like making our housing prices go up and traffic and blah, blah, blah. This California.
Sure.
There's a lot of cash buyers coming in. They're selling their like $1 million houses in California. They're buying something cheaper here. When I was house hunting, I really wanted a pool in my backyard, and I kept getting people with like cash offers or like better offers kept like scooping the ones that I wanted away from me. But I am very happy with the house that I have. It's right in the area that I wanted to live. I'm 5 minutes from my shop.
That's awesome.
And in like the historic part of Vegas. So my house was built in 1960, which is really old for here.
That's so cool. That's hot. Yeah, it is very baby. Cute. That's a good house.
It's great. I have like a brick fireplace, which is really great. That's like not really very common in Vegas. Right. So the only thing that needs to happen is I need to put in some kind of pool.
And you can do any pool you want. You could do like rainbow tile kind of like mosaic-y, like whatever you want.
I would love to do that. Fun fact, there is a show on Hulu. It's called Insane Pools. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. Have you?
Watched
it. Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
You're going to love this. My brother-in-law works for Lucas Lagoon. Lucas is like the head of the show. That's his show. Right? Yeah. So my brother-in-law, Ross, he designs pools for Lucas. Yeah.
I love that
name. Oh, guess what? Rachel and Ross. My sister's Rachel and her husband.
Shut up.
Ross. Yeah. So my brother-in-law, he designs these amazing fantastic pools for like multimillionaires. He travels. That's his whole job, is like to do the design work.
Oh my God.
And so he said that as soon as I'm like ready to build my pool, he'll design it for free. And I mean, I'm not going to have like an insane Lucas Lagoon pool, but I'll have just like a regular pool, but my brother-in-law will design it for me.
You don't want a water slide.
I mean, I would love that. I do not have $2 million. I do not have $2 million to spend on a
grotto,
but
waterfall is a cheap option for some privacy.
Oh my
There's
God.
Seating in there.
Listen,
that's cool.
Great. Your grotto waterfall doesn't have to have a swim through tunnel to the foyer of your kitchenette. I know. With the lava.
I'm not just Googling insane pools.
This show was fucking insane.
I mean, honestly, would love that. I would love a lazy river, ideally.
Oh, I want a moat around my house.
I'll just get a moat. I'll get a moat around
my house.
Give
me a moat. I'll put a
lazy
drawbridge in there.
Put a drawbridge. Yeah. Oh, what a dream. Yeah.
I just want a wet hole, you guys.
I want a wet hole.
I just want you to have a moat around your house so when the mailman shows up on your way by, you just grab your packages. You're like, peace out. You just keep rolling. Last question. Okay. So based on your feed, I saw a couple of things that made me think you might also really like true crime like we do.
I do.
Are there any mysterious shows or movies that set that in motion for you?
Oh.
For example, I was obsessed with Unsolved Mysteries. Mm-hmm. At a very inappropriate age, I watched it way too young, but I was like completely thrilled. And Bonnie was like a major goosebumps.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. So I will say, I already mentioned that I was raised like super Christian. My mom did her very best to shield us from anything that could possibly affect us negatively. Oh. So I was not allowed to watch Harry Potter or anything Pokemon related, all of those. Ooh. Evil, pure evil.
Well, Pokemon, I definitely.
Mean. Oh, Pokemon? Yeah. Satan totally. All over that.
Of course.
I will say, though, I think my sister Kara was one time watching Goosebumps. Of course, she's not supposed to. Not supposed to be watching this. It must have been like past my bedtime or something, and I was like sneaking out and I was watching it. So I never actually watched it, but I just remember like this guy with like a very spooky looking, he had like a pink monstery looking face and like beautiful like teenage boy bangs going on top. Just a beautiful teenage boy that had accidentally turned into a monster. I don't know how that happened, but that truly affected me for a long time. Like that image like did scar me. Like,
why am I attracted to him?
This beautiful monster.
I'm like, I'm weirdly attracted to this beautiful teenage monster. More like I empathize with him. You know, it must be terrible to have such beautiful blonde bangs and then such an ugly face. So I actually got really into true crime. I do have like a hometown story. So I could tell you that.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
So my sister went to school with, cannot remember their names. I should look up what their names were. It was two sisters that their mom, I think she was schizophrenic or something where like you hear voices in your head that tell you what to do. And one night, the voices in her head told her to kill her daughters. Ooh. And she made them soup that had, I think she put like coolant in it or like some kind of poison. I forget what it is. That's like it's like a household poison.
It's not bitch soup. That's not what that's made.
Not bitch soup. But isn't it coolant that if you drink it, like antifreeze?
Yeah.
It tastes like antifreeze. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know that. I just heard that. I've never drank
antifreeze. Yes. Thank you for helping me. Yes. Put these pieces together. But yes. So she put antifreeze in their soup and she had the girls eat it and they died.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, it was a girl that my sister actually knew. And this was in my town, which is a very small Christian town where like nothing happened.
Shit.
My voice broke, but I'm not actually crying.
Okay.
Yeah. So my very like small town where like nothing like that ever happens. And that just like really affected me because I was like, I cannot believe that like that kind of thing happens to kids or people in general. I think it happened when my sister was in like fourth grade. So I was in like first grade when that happened.
Okay. Yeah. So you're super sheltered. This crazy event happened in your town. And yet you were then still sheltered after that. So you just had this weird feeling of like
creepy
this
shit
one off like mega thing to where you're like,
well, it was sort of like, oh, this is why my mom is like afraid of the world because like things like this can happen. Yeah.
And then when you came out of the bunker, I'm just joking.
You came out
of the shelter.
When I emerged, that your mom was like, bunker.
Please don't know that evil things happen. You're like, okay, I'm good. And then you go to high school and you're like, yo, crazy shit happens to lots of people.
And I'm like,
murder happens everywhere.
Like, oh, I want to make out with boys.
Maybe. I want to make out with boys.
You're like, where's that sexy monster?
Where's
the.
His bangs, one cute guy.
His bangs are beautiful. I definitely wanted to like hang out more with people. I know that sounds so sad, but like I know, like you know, like in elementary school, like people learn like all those like cute little rhymes and those like little things that they do when they're like skipping rope and stuff. Like I never did that stuff, and I remember like that always made me sad. Like people talking about that, and I'm like, oh, I for sure never did that.
That we knew all the songs from softball. We knew all the songs from Girl Scouts. We went to summer camp each year, so we knew all
so
the
many
songs,
songs
from summer camp.
There's so much singing.
I could retain so much more information if I could get rid of certain songs.
But do y'all down by the bay? Like, where are we at with your what's your knowledge? Like,
so Shannon and I have way too many.
Oh yeah. I don't have any of them.
Here's why you're blessed. You have more space in your brain for modern knowledge to come inside. So
yay,
think of it like a positive. But also, did you feel like a little bit like an alien? Because Shannon and I do this weird sister thing anyway, that even if you knew the song, you would have been like, yo, these girls are fucking weird.
It's not, I don't understand.
They have their own, they have their own language. Oh, definitely. I definitely felt like a bit of an outsider.
You're an island, but do not feel like such an island.
We're broken a little, I think.
I mean, I also am broken in a different way. I sort of love to just laugh at like my upbringing a little bit. Like, it was so conservative. Like, I feel like I could have grown up, I mean, you, this is a bit of an exaggeration, but I feel like I could have grown up in like the early
1900s. 100%. So I look at it in a fascinating way, because like, how rad. But like, outside looking in, that would have been really cool and weird. Everybody likes what they didn't grow up with.
I would have killed what to be your neighbor.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I get home from school and I know that you're always home.
Right.
So I get to just go over to your house.
Yes.
But like, I don't come to your house because your mom might not let you play. But I give you a signal with the mirror from the woods.
See, I wish that was my situation. That sounds great. Literally, I lived like so far out in the country, like we didn't even have neighbors. I try not to feel like too sad about like the way that I was raised. It's just not how I would raise my kids. Like, I would like to have my kids have more like healthy social engagements. But one thing that I can say is like, I'm very grateful that my sister is the person that I was raised with, because couldn't have asked for a better friend.
Came out of it with your person.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I tend to think you're pretty fucking rad. So I don't think anybody fucked you up at all.
I think you turned out pretty super great. And you didn't miss out on a lot.
You super did.
Public school is just a bunch of poor kids doing the best we could.
Ugh.
So true. And honestly, though, I really did love going to public school for high school. And I'm totally okay with how everything turned out. So
do you want to hop in and play a quick game with us?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. This is this or that.
Okay.
Choose your choice. We're going to give you two hot tops.
Yeah.
And you just pick your favorite.
Pick whichever comes to mind.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go rapid fire. Shannon, you start.
Okay. All right. Let's start out real easy breezy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Okay.
Camping in a tent or in an RV?
Ooh.
RV.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bright, bold, rainbow, or muted pastels?
Rainbow.
Ice cream or popsicles?
Ice cream.
Drawing people or drawing critters?
Drawing critters.
Cocktails or coffee?
Oh, that's hard.
Do I have to choose?
No, you can just take a drink ticket from your Mormon friend and have both of what they won't have. Here's
what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the coffee, 100% need the coffee to fuel me through my day, and then I'm going to steal the drink ticket from the Mormon and still get the cocktail.
You know what? That's perfect. I would have chosen that path too.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, now we're going to hop into the section of the show where we sprinkle you in compliments, and you get to sit there and listen to how wonderful you are.
That's so cute. That's so nice.
It's our favorite, and I hope you can take it. Yes, I'll go first. Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Abby Wren, you are fantastic, and I'm so pleased that the weird world of Alt Summit paired us next to each other, and in a conference that size, I feel like I was presented with a diamond in a basket full of popcorn kernels.
Oh, a diamond amongst the popcorn kernels.
And they all popped up.
Okay, sorry.
Everyone got hot and everyone popped like popcorn, and you were still sitting pretty.
Oh,
I'm just in awe of your talent. Your brain seems to always be firing off something, and you turn it into something visual for all of us to understand. Parts of my brain are missing in that way. The management part has like turned the close sign forward, and I'm just like, I have all these ideas, but it's soup.
It's soup.
I'm just so impressed. It's so fun to see someone who's just open and authentic. Shannon hates that word.
I like that word.
Only when it's not applied correctly. This is a correct application.
Yes. Mm. And I think you're showing everyone that they can make things and create things and do things. And if they can't, that's fucking fine too. Buy a sticker with hope on it and get yourself a to-do list so you can feel half as organized as your iPad gallery looks. You're just inspirational, and you come off much older than you are in a way that is very poised and mature. And I knew you were like cute and nice and creative, but being able to follow your stories and kind of see you open up like on Instagram where you're just like, real talk, here's the thing. And I'm like, I really like her personality. She's really fun. And then getting to talk with you today, it feels like we should have been childhood friends despite our age difference.
I agree. I have no idea how old you guys are.
I'm like a decade older than you.
Shut up. No way.
Real talk, you and Bonnie could have been peers the way you guys discussed
things. I feel
and
that
your
way. Yeah.
Habits and hobbies.
It's because I grew up in the woods.
We grew up in the woods. Grew up in a church.
I'm like 1,000 years old. I'm an old soul. An old woodsy soul.
I feel like I would just be creepy and like whistle hymnals behind you in the wind. And you'd be like, oh, where'd that pond smell come from?
Yeah, exactly. Smells like a memory.
I feel like we were meant to meet each other and meant to be friendsies.
I love
everything
that.
About you is so cool that I just want to be in
orbit. I want to be in your orbit.
You are in my orbit.
Yeah.
Let's collaborate. Just make murals no one asked for.
I would love that.
I
would love that.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback lightly off Bonnie's because she really said a lot of things.
My back's strong this week.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Just going through your feed, number one, you say a lot of the snarky things that my brain thinks.
But doesn't say out loud.
I say it out loud and people don't like it when I say it, but like they like it in the way that you package it because you say things beautifully. You're lobbing it out there as
tact. It's called tact. She's got tact.
Very little tact. So live, laugh, love is one of my least favorite sayings, but I'm going to buy that print of yours because
you're so sweet.
No, but for real, it's going in my mom den.
Yes,
my sister's an artist, my friends are artists. I'm real frugal with what I spend my
frugal
few tiny doll hairs on for art. Only because I love supporting people I like really believe in, and I like what they do. I like what you do. You do some really shit. All your pins are so well thought out.
Thank you.
I've designed a bunch of pins for merch that we do, and it's not easy. Making a beautiful craft and making what you make it look really simple, but you also make it like really approachable for people that are also creative. They're like, oh, this looks really great. You're encouraging in the way that you roll out art. I guess that's what I'm
going
to
piggyback off of you as well. I'm going to piggyback off of your piggyback.
Okay, go.
And I just pictured that as a drawing.
Three pigs. In my brain. And it was cute.
Triple pigs. So you make art, and as creatives, Shannon and I grew up with that mentality of like, we're poor, we're crafty. Right. So we're going to fucking make it. We need a prom dress. We live in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to fucking make my prom dress. So we grew up with this mentality of, oh, well, don't buy that at the department store. We could make that. Oh, don't pay this much for it. We could make that. Our brains are broken. They're molded into this.
Weird poor kid
so
brain.
Even when I see things that my friends make, even if it's not even in my wheelhouse of something I have supplies for or want to make, I don't even want to make it. Like, I don't macrame.
Right.
But if I see if I see a wall hanging of macrame that is like simple and not something crazy, I look at it and I'm like, I don't want to buy that. I could make that. But I also don't want to make it. Yeah, so I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
I love supporting other artists when I can.
Yeah, I do too.
Your art, the reason I debated between all the things because I wanted it all. Nothing in my brain said, well, I'm not going to buy that. I can make that. My brain went, she's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
These are amazing. So nice. I have to have it. I have to spend my money on it. She has to send it to me and I have to have it. Right now, and I have to have it because it's hers. If anyone takes anything from this podcast, it's go to her website, look at all the alphabet stuff she does. Yeah. You love The Office. She loves The Office. Her brain puts stuff down on paper that connects to your brain. It's like you're looking through a window at each other going, oh my God, that detail. Yeah. I love that detail. She loves that detail. I love that detail. It's so connective. A simple, beautiful idea that I couldn't have dreamed of in a million years. Yeah. Because you're so
good. Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
That's exactly the vibe. You turned something that I hate into something I love.
You have to have
That was the end of my praise. So this is the perfect bookend to the
Bonnie
rant.
I'm so glad that you love that live, laugh, love print.
I wish I could explain how much I hate.
It says live, laugh, flurf.
Yes.
I feel like we didn't actually say that yet. Live, laugh, flurf.
Flurvage. so much.
I thought of it one day and was talking to like my friends about it. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to get this, but I'm just going to make it. We'll just see what happens.
Did it make you laugh out loud?
Yes, it did.
That's how you know. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
If no one else laughs at this, who cares? Because I have to make it to get it out of my brain.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah. I've had several products like that I'm like, even if this isn't the most popular thing ever,
who cares?
I need to make it and we'll just see what happens.
You have to get it out of your brain.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm a chef, but I'm also like a merch artist. I have a merch store for my food brand because that's what people do. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine that buys all my stuff, I thought of this thing when I was like watching TikToks one day. And I don't know why it still strikes me as so funny. This is hurting my face. I was picturing like the old illustration of a lady in the garden with a hoe. And it was like the, I can't talk right now, I'm doing hoe shit, but she's got a hoe. And I was like, that's pretty funny. And I was like, I'm going to simplify it. It just says, I'm doing hoe shit. We're going to do hoe shit this summer. And I was like, we're going to do hoe
shit. Yeah, we are.
This is so
cool. We are going to hoe shit up.
The moral of the story is if you think of a dumb thing and it makes you laugh really fucking hard, put it in your store. If nobody buys it, who cares? It's still great.
Yeah, thank you.
So long story short, we find you fascinating.
We think you
are valuable as a human and we want you to keep being a valuable human.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
And let us pray.
And now let us bow our heads.
You bitch.
Everyone bow your head.
She said that with a straight fucking
I looked shit in the eye and like I swear I saw flames.
I honestly had a moment where I was like, wait.
We don't pray.
No. What we do is we do spells. So gather around.
Yes, let's have a ritual. Everybody get their candles.
Exactly.
Your newts and get a strand of hair.
Well, I'm shedding, so find one on me anyway. Yeah. I would like to give you a section. You did a small little promo. But tell everyone where they can find you, where they can stalk you, where they can shop your shit.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we love to cuss. Where's your store at?
My fucking store is at Abby Wren. ABBIERen.com. And then my brick and mortar website is localoasislv.com. And you can find me on Instagram at Abby Wren Illustration or at localoasislv.
Nice.
Yes.
If you live in Las Vegas, please go to Local Oasis and literally just send me videos.
Yeah, it's really cute, you guys. It really is.
Cute, summery stuff. It's the shop that I wish we had here. You have clay tits in your shop, too. What?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Boob pots. You guys, come on.
Boob pots. They are cute.
Boob pots.
Show me your titties.
They're all different. Sizes and colors too. So
and some of them are like a little bit lopsided. Choice. One is bigger than the other. Dude. Like anything handmade, anything that has like a beautiful like purpose behind it.
Oh, weird is my favorite.
Mine too.
Oh my goodness. Do you feel good after this?
I feel so good. I am honored. I am 100% honored.
Well, I would love for you to give a final detail before we say our goodbyes.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you one of my favorite questions.
Okay.
What advice would grown Abby give young Abby?
Okay. Little sweet baby Abby. Your environment that you were raised in does not define who you get to decide to be. That you can be and create whatever world that you want to, and you're going to find people in your same vein. You're going to find your tribe, like you guys said earlier, and follow your gut and your intuition. Don't let other people tell you what to think. I think those are the main things I'd like to say. Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful and perfect, and we're never totally silent. Shannon is, I'm going to give her up. Shannon's fucking crying.
Oh, you fucking made me cry.
Aww.
Applies to so many people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't have to be exactly what you started as. You can grow up and be something.
Oh my goodness. Thank God. Thank God I am nothing like how I was raised to be, because I tried to be that person for such a long time.
But you learned so much from
it. And it's not saying it's bad. Right. It just wasn't a good fit.
It just wasn't a good fit for me.
Had inside
and I love. I cannot even express how much I love my life and where I'm at right now. It is exactly where I was meant to be, and I love it so much. It's exactly everything that I wanted that I didn't know that I wanted it, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
You didn't know it was there to want.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what makes you appreciate it 10 times more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love it so much.
I love it. Fucking love you.
Seriously.
I love you guys.
All right, Miss Abby. Thank you so much.
This has been so wonderful. Seriously. Thank you so much for having me. I loved it.
Thank
so
much. Thank you. Like, oh, we love you.
Love you guys.
This episode was the tits.
It was the areola.
Like,
the best part.
All of it.
So good.
So, so good.
Yes. And while you are checking our guest out on the Instagram, you can go ahead and find us on Instagram as well.
Yeah. At No, You Are That.
On same for Twitter.
Instagram and the Twitters.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook if you guys want to join us. We have a group, but you can just search for You Are That and it'll come up for you.
It will.
We also have a page.
Yep.
If you like that for information.
Follow along. Give us a thumbs up here and there and everywhere. That'd be great. And if you want to support us with doll hairs, that'd be rad.
Help monies
fuel this little thing
we're
doing.
Thank you everyone on Patreon who is participating. Yes. We see your new faces in there, and there's some fun behind the scenes content and things like that. For those who are not on Patreon, you can join for a little as a buck a month, and all of your money goes towards supporting this lovely podcast you just listened to.
Indeed. And that is
indubitably
patreon.com/ You Are That.
And if you want some merch for your bods, we got a merch store at youarethatmerch.com.
Yeah.
Even if you just want a window shop, go check out the stuff in there, because you might see something that tickles your nostalgia fancy. You guys.
Yeah.
You're special. You're wonderful. You are all the things. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
We fucking love you.
Bitch soup. The world is a robot. Also, I just really love talking to you guys. This is so much fun.
Winner, winner, extra simmer. the gig's up.
XOXO, the toilet ghost.
Oh, he came back.
He never left.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Shit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.